This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
It's 5:54. 5:43. 5:40. Off to a good start.
We got a text this morning saying, are you guys working today? I'm like, well, yeah. Why? Are we not supposed to be here? Is it a long weekend? I'm leaving.
It's a long weekend in the States.
Oh, okay.
So that maybe...
That's why.
What they were thinking about. Or the fact that, like, our show starts at 5:30, but I push back the intro.
Ryder.
Like, 10 minutes every day.
So, why do you do that?
Because the boss isn't up at this time, and I get to do what I want when I want.
Okay, if you're listening right now, you better not tattle on us.
Don't rat me out, or you're going to catch one.
How was everyone's weekend? How was your weekend? I had the best time at Gordon's birthday yesterday. What a time.
Yeah, we'll give the recap on that. Both of us went and saw Aladdin.
Yep, separately.
Different times, thank God.
Thank God.
You're talking about crying in the theater. I was like, I would not want to be there.
I would not want to be beside you when it gets scary.
Why?
Because you'd be like holding my hand and, you know, being a pussy.
Well, you're not allowed to say that before six. Don't rat us out about that either.
Oh, yeah, don't even.
There's a new beef. Things are getting pretty intense. Everybody's got something to say about Drake and how he's acting.
Well, isn't he like standing up when he's not supposed to at the games?
I mean, yeah, I guess a little bit. But he's just intense. He's a big fan. He gets paid to be there and hype the crowd. I don't know. I like it.
I feel like there's a lot more Raptors fans because of Drake.
Yeah, I would say so. You have the biggest rapper in the world. Who is like openly loving your sports franchise? It's probably good for just the buzz, right? They're going to be playing the Raptors, the Golden State Warriors, who have a pretty interesting fan base as well, including Smash Mouth.
What?
Yeah,
so now there's
big
a
fans.
Beef between Smash Mouth and Drake?
Yeah, big time. You ready for this? They tweeted, "Yo, Drake, when the ball's in play, sit the F down. That ain't going to fly in Oakland."
So who exactly is tweeting this? The account itself or the lead singer, Steve?
Is that his name?
Yeah. Steve Harwell?
Yeah, okay.
I always want to say it's Guy Fieri.
Right.
But it's not.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it is Steve, the lead singer. But are you ready for some of the responses from Raptor fans?
I'm just really hoping that it's lyrics.
No, I don't see many lyrics.
What?
There's a couple here, but...
Somebody once told me the world.
This guy responds with, isn't there a casino in town that we've never heard of that you should be playing at right now?
That's an amazing burn.
Tough talk from Guy Fieri's mascot.
See?
Yeah.
They actually are really good friends, Smash Mouth and Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I'm sure Drake will listen to a band that was made famous by Shrek.
Okay, but to be fair.
That's a good song.
Believer is so good.
Hey now, you're not an all-star anymore. Sit down.
Oh, no.
Can't wait to hear Green Day's take on this. I disagree with you, but wanted to let you know I love your song Photograph.
That's so good.
Can you guys even afford tickets to the game? And my personal favorite, whatever you say, Hootie.
Oh, no.
Like everybody's mistaking them for another band.
But you have to admit, Smash Mouth has some tracks. I'm a fan.
Like two, yeah?
Yeah.
Shout out to anybody who came to Terwilliger Dog Park yesterday for our first ever get together. And it was also celebrating my dog Gordon's first birthday.
Yeah, so thanks to everyone that stopped by, coming from like the other side of the city just to drop off a gift for him.
Unbelievable.
And you know what? It was a good opportunity for a lot of people to check out that dog park who have heard about how amazing it is and then to actually experience it.
It was the first time I've been there and it is terrific.
It's even got the water down there for the dogs to swim in. It's pretty awesome.
Big shout out to Doggy Style Deli who dropped off a cake.
Yeah, so it was made out of like liver and cream cheese.
Mashed potatoes.
And it was in the shape of a tennis ball. It was so cute. And them as well. They didn't stick around. They had a busy day, but they took time out of their day to make the cake.
Yeah, the dogs loved it.
They did. It was a hit.
It was hilarious watching like all of them crowd around the table. And then like one would get brave enough to go for it, jump and put its paws on the table.
Yeah.
We had our street team out there. Brown Sugar had to, like, fight off the dogs.
She's like, there's so much dog pee on this tablecloth. Like the Hot 107 tablecloth?
Because all the dogs were standing around waiting for cake. Anyway, just a terrific time. Thanks to anybody who came out.
Yeah, all the kids that showed up, they're so sweet. Yeah, really that love sweet. Animals. So that was so nice. There was one listener, Liam, that says he listens every once in a while and will text in. And his dog Guinness walked up and had just come out of the water and had muddy paws. And I was wearing my brand new Reebok vintage sneakers.
That was a dumb idea.
It was a huge fail on my part.
Yeah.
And this dog steps on my foot and I was like, ugh, my brand new shoes. And then I look up and Liam's like, sorry, that was my dog. Also, here's a toy for Gordon. And I felt so bad. I was like, hey, I'm such a bitch.
The other thing I wanted to point out was just the other Hall 107 jocks that showed up. Hannah popped by in heels.
As she would, naturally.
So she's like, I can't walk down to the water in these. And I looked down, I was like, you wore heels to the dog park?
On a Sunday. Classic Hannah. She's on right after us. You guys should stick around and check her out. She's awesome.
And Johnny Infamous, who holds down the afternoon show here, popped by. He's got like the littlest dog.
Just a little runt. A little runt chihuahua.
And my dog almost ate him, so I need to apologize for that. What's making you feel old lately?
I mean, for example, Aladdin. Mm-hmm. If you were in the theater when the original came out in 1992, that hurts.
Yeah. It would. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
We have a jingle for this segment.
No, but it's, please don't play it.
It's the worst jingle that's ever been created.
Yeah.
Things that make you feel old.
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 Ew.
Yeah, I'm not even going to finish
Why did we do that? Okay, anyway.
So you said Aladdin, 1992. Check this out. You ready for a stat that is going to make you feel really old?
No.
2019 is to 1980 as 1980 is to 1941.
Oh, good. Isn't that nice?
When you do the math, you're like, what?
Ew. So I went to a yin yoga class over the weekend, which is essentially more so stretching. And you hold the poses for at least 3 minutes each.
And you hold a bottle of gin while you go?
No, it's not yin yoga. Oh, I mean, I probably would have done better at that.
It's called what?
Yin.
Oh, I thought you were just pronouncing gin fancy.
No. But I was maybe one of the youngest people in there and the least flexible.
Yeah.
It's bad. They're like, touch your toe and I'm touching my kneecap.
Yeah, it's crazy when like your body cracks and people ask you if you're okay.
Oh, yeah. It happens to me often.
Something?
I tried.
Yeah.
Well, your daughter was bragging about how she could do cartwheels. So then I tried to do one and somebody that was nearby was like, wow, I heard a crack that went from like your hips up to your neck.
Did you know that dropping acid is a scooter trick?
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's when you're
doesn't sound good when you're yelling that down the street. Watch me drop acid.
Dad. It's when you're riding on a scooter and then you just jump from like a step down to a lower step but stay on the scooter. Apparently, kids are calling it dropping acid. So that made me feel a bit old when I heard that. This text says, I met a guy at the bar this weekend I thought was pretty hot but maybe a bit too young for me. Turns out I babysat him when he was 6.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Callie texted in saying, I just turned 30 and I have carpal tunnel. I think we're all going to have that. All of us.
Yeah. Just before 8, I went on a bit of a rant that people who don't know how to swim, like, what? Where are these parents? Why are you not teaching your kids how to swim?
Right. And you said, well, I said maybe a lot of people can't afford it. We got tons of texts in saying that there are some great spots that have cheaper options. The YMCA is a great spot. They don't refuse people who are lower income and offer membership assistance. So you can go pay like $20 a month for your family. And that includes free swimming lessons. Like that's fantastic.
So even to drive home my point more, there should be no excuse for kids who don't know how to swim.
Now, speaking of swimming, your daughter has taken swimming lessons and I'll never forget one time. Okay. You're going to love this story. She's like, I have swimming lessons today. And I said, oh, do you know how to open your eyes underwater yet? And she said, no, I can't. There's too much nectarine in the water. And I went, nectarine. Interesting.
I think she meant chlorine,
yes,
right?
Yes, she did. So cute.
Hey, Hall 107.
I was in Mexico with my husband, and we went underneath this waterfall, and we got sucked in. And that was the moment I realized that he didn't know how to swim. I just thought that, like, everybody knew how to swim. I didn't realize that people didn't know. And, yeah, he almost drowned, and it wasn't for this big guy that caught him going by. He probably would have got sucked right in.
Okay, so your husband, does he know how to swim now?
No, And one time we were in the ocean at 1.2, and he dunked me under to save himself because it fell off, and he got scared, and he grabbed onto me.
Well, right, you're in like a flight or fight mode, even if it is your spouse. Like,
I know.
What were his parents doing that they were so busy he didn't learn how to swim growing up?
I don't know. He dug lots of holes for trees, but he never got the swimming lessons.
Crazy.
I know. I was so scared, and like that was the moment I realized my husband didn't know how to swim. And ever since then, I won't go into the ocean with him.
No.
Like, I'm not dying because you don't know how to swim.
Like, I wouldn't go in a kiddie pool with him.
Right.
Now, Jordan just made a really valid point on the text line as well. Thank you for writing in. It says, you know, parents could also teach their kids how to swim themselves. For example, this year, it's free outdoor pools, yes, courtesy of Edmonton, and all summer long.
Exactly.
Thank you for the reminder.
It's time for Good On Ya, your chance to win some booster juice. All you got to do is hit us up at 780-784-7107 and tell us something brag-worthy that you've accomplished as of late.
Sarah P. texted in saying, little brag-worthy moment, I got promoted to working full-time. Congratulations. But you know what? First day is going to be tough. It's like, oh man, I should have been done. I should have been done.
Yeah, what do you mean I got to come back tomorrow?
What?
Good on ya.
Dan wrote in saying, brag-worthy, I work 21 and 7 rotation shifts. My addiction when I get to Edmonton is Tim Hortons, usually twice a day for me. I'm on my 7th day off. Tim Hortons clean.
Whoa. Saving that money.
Yeah.
All right, you got one?
Yeah, I think I'm really proud of myself. Now, I rent a room at your house, but I do take pride in like trying to make the house look nice because all my girlfriends and friends always say like, wow, imagine if you didn't live there. It'd just be a bunch of dudes and they wouldn't own a single candle or picture.
You've been referred to as a savior numerous times around there. Yeah.
So this weekend, I was not at the house. I get a text message from a girl, Liz, who was at your house. The only girl, 12 dudes, one girl. She says, you need to come home immediately. And I said, what? She said, they're trying to move the Buck Hunter machine into the living room. And I was like, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
So I have a Buck Hunter machine in my basement. And I actually got the shelf cut out so it fits in the wall.
So you guys got too excited after the Raptors game. You were guys needed to lift something heavy, apparently. That's how you celebrate. And
we wanted to play Buck Hunter. And Grant, who lives downstairs, hasn't dusted in 3 years. So there's just like dead skin everywhere.
Ew.
And you go down there and it's dusty and it's gross. I'm like, no, this Buck Hunter machine
deserves more.
It deserves a better life.
Anyway, so my good on ya is I got home and I wasn't mad. Nobody made eye contact with me.
We were
the first
terrified.
20 minutes,
we were terrified of how you would handle it.
But where you guys put it is where I would put it if I had to put it.
Okay, so we did okay.
You did okay.
And your good on ya is that you didn't snap.
I didn't freak out.
Oh, it's champ. Good on your mind.
Jen, on her birthday weekend, has one for us.
Okay, so I went to the liquor store on Saturday to get some coolers, and I didn't buy enough, according to my boyfriend, so I had to go back 20 minutes later and buy more, and a different guy was serving me this time, and he was like, I need your ID, and I was like, dude, I just turned 36 yesterday. I've got 2 kids. I'm old. And he's like, nope, not serving you. So,
what?
Amazing.
Yeah, you're 36 and you got ID'd?
Yeah.
What's your secret? Like, are you using coconut oil?
No, I got it. She's buying coolers.
I'm buying coolers. No. No secret.
Nobody over the age of 27 buys these.
Yes, I know.
Good on ya.
Get right to it. James hit me up and said, what's up, Ryder? Super into this girl I've been seeing lately. Took it to the next level and had a sleepover this weekend.
Ooh.
But she snores. Like, really loud snores.
Oh, no. I bet. Do you think she knows?
I didn't sleep at all and don't know what to do. She asked if I wanted another sleepover, this time on a weeknight this week.
Can't be losing sleep on weeknights.
Well, yeah, that's right. Sleep. Like, probably, other than food and water, what do you need the most to survive? A good night's rest once in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a tricky thing to deal with. I think I've always been the snorer, so I've never had to, like, complain about the other person snoring. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I fall asleep in like 6 seconds.
Well,
too.
You'll fall asleep when we're in the elevator coming up to the 7th floor here at the Hot 107 studio.
Yeah, I've had like a five floor nap before.
It's crazy. I wish I could fall asleep that easily.
So what would you do in this situation?
Move on. Just kidding. I don't know.
Could it be a deal breaker though?
Like maybe.
If you're losing sleep on a regular basis, I know that my dad snored horribly, and so I guess this guy, James, you can do what my mom did.
And?
Get really comfortable sleeping on couches. Like, she's...
That sucks.
Slept on a couch
most of my life. Why can't he sleep on the couch?
Well, exactly, right? But she just... And now she can't sleep in a bed. She just loves couches so much.
So Haley texted in saying, both my parents snored when I was growing up. And it just became so natural. At this point, I just find it impossible to sleep without a snorer. So some people are into the snorers.
Brown Sugar, what you got?
I like guys that snore.
Well, yeah, you've said this in the past before. It's like your own white noise.
Yeah, I don't know why I like it so much, but I love it.
What's up, girl?
Oh, that's great.
Like that?
I did.
Okay, stop it. It's getting weird.
Whoever got stung the worst wins tickets to the basketball game. Nathan, what's up?
I was about 5 years old. Me and my family took a trip to Rundle Park there. We were leaving, and my mom and I had to go to the bathroom. So my mom's like, oh, go in the bushes over there. So I go off into the bushes, and I guess I started peeing on a wasp's nest. And my parents told me that I came running out of the woods with my pants still down, and just a massive swarm was following me. And I guess as I was running, pulled my pants up, little kid, a bunch of them were in my pants too. So I just kept getting stung. Everybody around us, they were whipping their coats around, trying to get the swarm to go away while my mom was trying to like take my pants off and like get the wasps out of there. Cause I just kept getting stung over and over again. And yeah, everybody got like 5 or 6 stings, and I ended up with like 20 or 30. Or
oh my
like
gosh.
That.
That sounds like the storyline from a horror movie I would never go to.
Oh, God, it was terrible. I was super scared of wasps and bees for a really long time after that.
You think you'll be tough enough to be around a basketball team called the Stingers?
I might be okay.
All right, well, you got some tickets, my friend.
Oh, thanks, man. That's sick.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.